Blog Talk Radio.
There should be a to Tap In, the Arkansas Paranormal Network, coming to you from Van Buren, Arkansas. Hope everybody out there is having a good work weekend off. I know some of us who's going to be going back to work Monday. And we got some great stuff coming up for everybody. On the radio thing, we'll be talking about different types of ghosts and something about shadow people. So y'all stay tuned on that, and we'll get to that here shortly. Now, I've got that link up running on YouTube, and I got a link up on Facebook. Some people are watching me on Facebook. I know they can hear me because I tuned in on it. I don't know about the YouTube. I don't know if anybody's on there yet or not. Anyway, there should be a link up on the Facebook page here. There's a hair there. Look at me. Ah, there we go. But anyway, we got a good show for you. I want to say hello to Susan, who's in the chat room on the Facebook page. It looks like Sammy has joined me in the Facebook page. I want to say hello to the two ladies. Glad you can join me. And we got some updates on the Paracon stuff. We have Paracon 2019. The title was this. It will be called Dark Dreams Don't Die. So, and we all know that for a fact. So anyway, here we go on the update on the Paracon. Arkansas Ghost Hunters of Crawford County presents Dark Dreams Don't Die, Paracon 2019, September the 13th and 14th. Yes, that is right. 13th is Friday the 3rd. We're having an event on that weekend, or that day. And we also happen to have an event on the 14th, which is Saturday. But the 13th has been added to our Paracon. We decided to go have it on 2 days instead of one. We'll try it on Friday this year. Of course, it's Friday the 13th. Hey. And so we're going to, we've got some good speakers coming in for this event. Starting on Friday the 13th, we have DPS. Dwayne and Laura and Sharika will be speaking for DPS, Dark Knight Paranormal Society, and their friend and mine here recently, Robert Frey, is coming in. He will be speaking as well. We also have Corpse, Crossing Over Research Paranormal Society, or Service, or what is it, Society? Anyway. Anyway, they will be here. William and Raven will be speaking for them, for that group. And we also have Oklahoma Paranormal Research Agency. I believe they are from Oklahoma, and they're around from the Eufaula area, I believe. If I understand William, Chris King, and I tell you the last name, Rogers. Sorry, the first name is kind of throwing me. I have to get that right here. Anyway, those two guys will be speaking for, or those two people. I cannot tell you. I don't know, one is a guy. I don't know if the other one's a woman or a guy. But then, of course, the lady who's in our chat room, who just joined us in our chat room, I believe she is still hanging around, Sammy. Sammy Gilsrath will be in talking as well. She is going to be one of our speakers. And I'm excited to hear what she has to say. She will be talking about, I probably forgot what she's going to talk about. Anyway, she has to deal about Reiki. I think she's working with energy or something like that. If she's in the chat room, type it out for me real quick and let me know. I don't have all my notes with me. I can't tell you who all is speaking what. But anyway, onward. This will be, and also that would be Friday the 13th. And afterwards, we'll be having an investigation at a local hospital. That has been abandoned. We will be going there for after hours or after the event on both dates. Actually, we're going to have this. I'll tell you who our guests are on Saturday. We have a wonderful lady, and I can't wait to meet her. Been speaking with her on the chat and instant messengers and talked to her on the phone. She's called in a couple of times. All these people I'm talking to or telling you about right now will be on the radio show eventually, as soon as I get everybody all lined up to call in and talk. I haven't talked to them in a while other than a couple of them. But anyway, Saturday the 14th, the day after Friday the 13th, we have a lady from West Virginia. Her name is Jo Bailey. Don't know if you know her. A lot of people know her. A lot of people don't. She's a great lady. She has her own production stuff going on YouTube. It's Moonlit Paranormal. That's two words. Moon, then lit, L-I-T, Paranormal. That's her group. And and she's got a lot of YouTube videos up, and she's also with I believe it's called Haunted England, Haunted, or I can't remember what it's, anyway, I'll get to the deal here in a little bit, but anyway, she's part of that. She's a great lady. And she is coming in to speak. I don't know if she'll speak Friday. I know she's coming in Friday. I believe she's just coming in a day early to be ready for Saturday. Okay. And then we also have Rick Marshall. He is actually a Bigfoot man in Northwest Arkansas area. I'm sure he does, all over Arkansas, but mainly up in Northwest Arkansas area. Anyway, he will be coming in and speaking about the Bigfoots in that area. He's our pal. He's a great guy, and I hope he's doing good. I know he's had several things going on here just lately, but I hope he's doing okay on that. And then we have Robert Swin. He is another Bigfoot man, but he's from around Falk, Arkansas, in Little Rock area, places like that. He's down in that area, so we'd be close to his hometown where we have our event, matter of fact. He will be coming in and talking about the Bigfoots in that area and Bogey Creek. Everybody knows the Bogey Creek. Yes, he does. He goes down in Bogey Creek area and does investigations around Falk, Arkansas. Should be interesting. He's a great guy. He's got a lot of castings. If you want to see some good castings, he's got a lot of good castings. So some castings that you wouldn't even believe, you know. So, and come in and see him and his castings, and it's, he's great. He's a great, great guy to be with. I'm glad he agreed to come in and do our Paracon for us. Now, we have Gavin and Paula Kelly, and they have the Paranormal Journey to the Unknown, and he's starting up a new deal going on now, but he's I guess famous for this. He's got shows on Amazon Prime. He sings. He's a producer. I mean, he does it all. And Paula Kelly, his wife, they will be here also speaking. Can't wait to meet them in person. I follow them all over the place. Talk to them all the time. And I just can't wait to meet them in person. They're going to be great. They'll be here speaking. That will be on Saturday the 14th. We also have Anita T. Carpenter from Seminole, Oklahoma. She will be here talking. A lot of people know her. She's a great lady. I'm glad she's agreed to come down this year to do our Paracon for us. Then we have a group, Old Fort Paranormal Research. They're from Powder Fort Smith, Will and Christina Sargent. They are going to come in and speak as well. This will be their first time speaking at a Paracon. So, and Sammy over here will be her first time speaking. And then I believe Wham and Oklahoma Paranormal people are first times too. So I've got a lot of first time people here talking. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully everything's going great. Now, after this event on Saturday, we will have a supper with our guest. It's sort of like a meet and greet, but a meet and greet afterwards, not before or not the day before. So we're actually going to serve supper. We don't know the price for that yet. Well, we are still working on that, but that will be part of the event. So the pricing on that dinner supper will be, I really don't know. We hadn't really figured that out, but I wanted to throw it in there, let everybody know that the event will have a supper following. And then afterwards, there will be also an investigation at an abandoned hospital in the area that we have. As a matter of fact, there's two abandoned hospitals down there, and we'll be at one of them. I'm not going to say which one. So our event will be held at Boonville, Arkansas, at the Logan County, well, I guess it's South Logan County Fairgrounds. I would say that. I don't have that on here, but it is the fairgrounds there in Boonville. It's on Highway 23 South to Caroline Road. Turn to the right, and you can't miss us. It's a big red barn out in the middle of the field. That's the fairgrounds. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Door admissions is $10 a person per day, or you can buy 2 days for $20 for both days. Okay. But that doesn't include the hunt, and that doesn't include the supper deal. So the hunt and the supper will be extra. So just be prepared. We are, if you want to be a vendor, give us a holler, call this number, and it's on there. It's 479-262-2659. That is our office. Leave us a message on the phone where we can get back with you, and we'll get back with you. Or you can send us an email even at ghosthuntersofcrawfordcounty@gmail.com. And request, and then we'll get it to you as soon as we can. We've got to redo our papers. We had already made it out for a different location, but we are changing things up as we go. Seems like everything goes and goes and goes and goes and changes and changes and changes. So it's pretty good. This is going to be bigger than what we had last year, a whole lot bigger. Hopefully, we get tons of people there. And that would be great for everybody. Go back over here real quick. Sammy says, sorry about getting back to Sammy. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know it's hard to hear me. I'm sorry about that, but I can't run that camera with this computer. It freezes up, so you can't hear all at one time. So that camera is running this computer. And yes, I know it's hard to hear, but I'm just going to have to deal with it, I guess. That's the only way I can do it. But anyway, Sammy says, working with energy is what she says. So, that's what she is going to be talking about. But anyway, like I said, I'm sorry for the YouTube people. Not YouTube people. I don't know if there's anybody on YouTube. It's even there. I know I'm broadcasting it there, but I don't know if anybody's there or not. And I really don't know if they can hear me there or not. I know Facebook people are probably having a hard time to hear me. It's the mic on the camera. It's being used, and it's way over there, not close to me. I'm having problems with the new computer regulating speakers and mics and all that, so I have to do separates, unfortunately. So, but anyway, the Paracon is coming up September 14th. Move this around. Hello. I know the people on the radio can hear me. Barely. My mic's messed up in here. Hello. Works better on the other side. There we go. Hey, there we go. But anyway, yeah, like I said, I'm sorry about the Facebook people. It's hard to hear me because that mic way over yonder. I don't have it hooked up to the radio like I normally do due to it likes to freeze that up. I just punched on that one. That computer over there is way out of date. So everything I do with it, I can't do. I can't run videos or anything on that one because it's just way out of date. You want to update the new one I got. It's better, but it doesn't want to use mics. Let's see. If anybody's watching, anybody else is watching, it's in the chat room. Sammy is in there, and she's one of our speakers at the Paracon. So you can ask questions about what she's going to be talking about or what it is. So I guess she'll give you all the answers. But anyway. Like I said, I don't know if anybody's in the YouTube thing. I don't know if anybody's tried it. I tried to click it on that one over there, and it's not working. It just won't do it. It says it's out of date. Need update. Upgrade, which I can't. So. Sorry, the bing bangs all the time. Well, apparently, they are broadcasting on. Actually, it's on my page, Wayne Inman. You can go to it and subscribe to it. It looks like. But anyway, it looks like it's up and running. So I'm checking it out a little bit. Checking that out here, man. It works even.
Actually, it's on my page, Wayne.
Oh, that's all right. So one of these days, we'll get it all transferred over where it belongs. We got so much stuff going on right now. We're spinning in the wind. Facebook wants to listen to me on the radio. Let's see if I can get a link over there to everybody where they can listen to it. Maybe that way everybody can hear me real well if I get it over there. All right, I am posting the link. As soon as my computer over here gets around to it. I have to wait and see. Hey, Sammy. Anyway, we got more announcements to coming up, too. All right, there should be a on the web, on the Facebook page, should be a link coming up to the radio station. You can also hit that link and go to there, and you can hear me a lot better. I got to get over there and see myself. Yep, that link is up. You should be able to see it. All you do is punch on that thing, and it'll go straight to you. You can hear the show. You can hear me a lot when I'm talking there. And if you want to try the YouTube thing, you can try that as well. Should be a link right below that other link to the YouTube thing. You might want to try it and see if it, you can hear me any better. And I won't be able to run that camera very much longer. I'm using a phone on it. This is all experimental stuff right now. Got to figure out ways of doing it. If anybody wants to call, well, I won't say anybody wants to call. It's Sammy is still hanging around in the chat room. Here's your number. If you change my numbers, I have to re-memorize them now. Actually, Sammy, it's not under tapping. It's under my name on my account. But that link that's in the chat room, or not chat room, on the Facebook page will take you straight to it. I don't know if it's broadcasting under my name. It's not broadcasting under tapping or anything like that. But that link put up for the YouTube, you just hit it and it should go straight through to it. I was watching it on the phone there, so I know it's there. I just gotta get all. I gotta get everything changed over to the either the groups or the tapping thing from my name. I don't know why it's linking to my YouTube site, but anyway, it is. You get there and you say something. I know it's real dark too. Well, my camera's real dark. The picture I saw ago was pretty good, but the camera that picture I'm looking through the phone is kind of messed up. But anyway, I know I'm getting away from the show. But the show won't take very long, so that's why I'm just kind of jabbering. All right, small announcement for the other than the Paracon. I'm taking care of the Paracon stuff, and I will run through it again real quick. The Arkansas Ghost Hunters of Crawford County, Dark Dreams Don't Die, Paracon. The link that is posted on Facebook for the YouTube kind of depends on where it's at. The link that is for the radio show just popped up there. Well, the link for the YouTube is right underneath it. Should be able to just hit that and then go straight to the broadcast on the YouTube. Like I said, that's the way I did it on my phone. I just went straight to it. I punched on the link that was up there on the Arkansas Ghost Hunters link or page. There's a link that says YouTube, says updates to Paracon and upcoming events, and it's got a picture of me. Just hit that and it should go straight to YouTube. YouTube is not posted as me, it's posted as Tapping, or the Arkansas Ghost Hunters is Tapping as under my name. But that link should just take you straight to it. It's in, on the page. Now, if you just want to talk to me directly, Sammy, if you're still in there, I gave you a phone number. I got to just call that phone number, and then it'll hook you up to the station. People on the station, I'm taking a little break and trying to figure out everything else.
Well, I've been watching you look around the bar, and I can tell you're really bored. I get the feeling that you must be thinking there's gotta be something more. Some of this.
na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na Waking up with you right next to me, it's a good thing. Last night sure was something, the way you gave me all your loving. It's nice to know some things are meant to be, like you and me, and it's a good thing. When hearts are true, every little kiss means I love you, and every single touch still feels brand new. Our love keeps getting better every day. When it comes to us, it's plain to see. It's a good thing. We made plans to stay inside, just watch the world just pass on by. I locked the door and left that telephone ring. It's a good thing. We both know in this modern age how easy love can slip away. Ain't gonna happen, cause baby, we believe in you and me, and it's a good thing. When ours are true, every little kiss means I love you, and every single touch still feels brand new. And it's a good thing when you can say our love keeps getting better every day. When it comes to us, it's plain to see.
Now Contour from Cox gets you right to the strange stuff.
He's coming.
Noble stuff.
The crown must always win.
And the funny stuff.
How often is this place?
Along with the best stuff on cable. Because Netflix is now on Contour, where you can get all your fierce, bold, and bingy stuff all in one place. Contour from Cox. Now with Netflix. Available to residential customers in Cox service areas. Cox Internet and a Netflix premium membership required. Visit netflix.com/terms of use for more details. Other conditions apply.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to Tapping, the Arkansas Paranormal Network, coming to you from Van Buren, Arkansas. Hope everybody out there is having a good weekend. It's a little raining out here, but it hasn't been all day. It's been pretty nice, overcast, not too bad in the sun, look cool, but it's doing good. So I hope everybody out there is having a great weekend. Tonight we'll be talking about a little bit about ghosts. And like I said, we get a lot of questions about ghosts. And I brought some out of the old artifacts here. Some people out on Facebook can see me, and people on the radio can. Some things about ghosts. And we are going to be talking about those here in just a little bit. I want to thank everybody out on Facebook that's joining me tonight. By the way, if you look out here, people out on Facebook can see these two pieces of paper hanging up on the front here. This one I'm pointing at, the Haunted Adventures, is next weekend. There is a Old Timers Day Steampunk Fest here in Van Buren. And it's going to go all day long, and I think they're going to shut down about 5 o'clock, and then afterwards, we've come in, and we're going to take a tour on downtown. The Haunted Adventures will kick in. My group will be giving off tours and stuff like that, and it's possible that we could be giving away tickets as well. I'm thinking about that. So, everybody come downtown Van Buren next weekend and enjoy the festival. It's going to be, I think the 28th and 29th is Saturday and Sunday. I believe they'll have something on Friday. I'm not sure. They usually have it 3 days. And they'll shut the streets down about 5 o'clock and let everybody set up their booths and all that. So I imagine they'll have a bunch of people down here then as well. I'll try to get down here and have our office open as well, and they will be here all day long Saturday and probably half tonight anyway, and then we'll be down here Sunday as well. So we won't have the tours on Sunday night, but we'll have our office open, and that way everybody can come down, say hi to us, visit us, tell us about your ghost stories and some experiences that you may have. And we'll be here to listen. Anyway, like I said, I want to say hello to everybody on Facebook that follows me. It's not going to be a very big show tonight. It'll be mainly after I leave Facebook. Since I've got the system hooked up to one system now, I'm using this mic here to go with that over there. I'm not sure that everybody can hear the music that plays when I get the radio going. But anyway, I don't think I've ever played any music since I've got the new setup to see if anybody can hear it on Facebook. Kind of afraid that Facebook would start yelling at me about copyright stuff. Even though I've got the license to play all this, But anyway, apparently they don't think I'm worthy of it. Anyway, but that's beside the point. Anyway, I might try here after all just to see if anybody can hear it in Facebook. But anyway, I mean, anybody can probably tell me if I heard it on the opening music or not. Really don't know. This is the opening. Thank you. Facebook to hear this. I know the radio again. I don't know about Facebook. Anyway. All right. The other thing over there on PointNet. Here's our Paracon that we are putting on this year. And it will be on August 18th. It will be held at the Van Buren High School District of Fine Arts Center, which is on the 2001 East Pointer Trail. To nice facilities. A lot of room for people to sit at. So don't worry about running out of tickets. Unless we get about 1,400 people in there. So we got a lot of room to fill up. And so if you wanted more information about the Paracon, you can go to our website at www.taghocc.com and see that poster there on our Facebook, or not Facebook, but on our page. And if anybody wants to be a vendor, just hit that button underneath there and download the app and fill it out, send your money in. You can be a vendor. And no, it doesn't have to be paranormal, but if you got some stuff that if you're in paranormal stuff, then you got some of that. That's what it is, paranormal. But it doesn't have to be paranormal stuff. A lot of the Paracons say they have to have that. I'm just saying you don't have to on our Paracon. I'm going to welcome any vendors that want to come in and sell their stuff. But anyway, that's a ways away. It's in August 18th. Be good. So, anyway. All right. We always get a lot of questions about ghosts. Let me see here. I read this little. I hadn't read this war article, so I really don't know what it's all about. Pretty long little article. I'll read that here in just a little bit. Because it'll probably go against whatever I say here. Anyway, thank everybody on Facebook for joining me. As you can see, my partner Kelly is not here. I guess she will be AWOL. No, not AWOL, but MIA. For a while, she's out traveling with her husband on a big rig. So I am doing shows by myself on Saturdays until I find somebody who will come in and hang around with me on Saturdays and do shows. All right, let's see. Start out with this one here. This one here is called Types of Ghosts. In a general Hollywood concept of ghosts is not accurate, but what many think about when they speak of ghosts. They are basically three types of hauntings. The first type of haunting is exactly like the video playback of a historic or tragic event. This is called a residual haunting. The event unfolds in front of you and there is no interaction between you and the ghost. They seem to not notice you and go through the motions of the event that occurred in the past. This event has been imprinted on the area or building and is replayed back later when conditions are right. The ghosts that you see in this type are not earthbound spirits. They are just visual playbacks. Since everything is made up of energy, therefore is that some of the energy from an event can be recorded by certain materials and playback when the atmosphere triggers it. Remember, the video and audio tape is just film and is just oxidized rust film that enables the image and sound to stick to it. This type may be frightening when you see it, but you are in no danger, so enjoy the experience. And that's one of the things a lot of people ask me or ask for groups. I try to communicate with it, but it doesn't do anything. It just ignores me and keeps on going and whatever. And my house is not built, with a staircase, but I keep seeing this woman walking up and down the stairs, but there's no stairs there. Well, this is a residual. This is what they're talking about. This is imprinted, and it happens every now and then. And like it says, you're in no danger because it will not interact with you or anything like that. You're pretty safe with this kind. And like they say, sit back and enjoy it because it's a rare occasion. And it may happen every night. You never know. It kind of depends on the conditions. And if it does happen every night, and it may happen different times at night time too. And it might not happen at that night time. And of course, it may happen the same time every night, but that night may be day and you just can't see it. So, anyway, that is pretty cool. Okay, the second type of haunting is interactive spirit that manifests in many ways. You may see a full body or partial body apparition more frequently than that. You may hear voices, music, footsteps, etc. You may also smell odors which sources cannot be found, pipe, tobacco, when no one is smoking. You may also see orbs, mist, and other light effects. You may feel touches, cold spots, and other light physical contact. This ghost is the spirit of a deceased human being. They may be stuck here, earthbound, for a reason such as tragic sudden death, fear of moving on, guilt, unfinished business. They also could be here visiting loved ones or to warn or passing along a message. This human spirit are the same as they were in life. So may be good or bad, but not really evil. Think of all the people you know, probably a bit of good or bad, some worse than others. The type can cause some scary situations, but must think about the situation they are in. You do not see them, but they see you. They will try to get your attention any way they can. Many times this is a terrifying event people will write to me about, like the lights going on and off. Items moving, noises, etc. From the most part of this are just attention getters, nothing more. There are a few more mischievous human spirits that will do these things to bother you and scare you on purpose. They may just be a prankster, or maybe they want you to leave the old home or not to change something in the home. They have all the same motivations you and I would have. These human spirits account for a majority of the hauntings we encounter and are relatively harmless. Yes, they are extreme cases, and sometimes they can cause dangerous situations, but this is not the norm, and it is rare. That's interesting. Well, we just had a lady come in today here in the headquarters saying about the same thing. They have touching, pushing, things been thrown off the shelf, doors slamming, shutting, and things like that. And it goes on to be a little bit more serious. I'm not going to say all of it, but we decided we better get in there and do an investigation for it and find out, because it was kind of getting to a point where it was serious. More serious than this. This explained a lot of it, but it's still more than that. All right. The third type of ghost you may encounter is not a rare one, but a rare that they intend interact with you or with the living. They are non-human spirits, commonly known as demons or devils. They are mentioned in the Bible numerous places in both the Old and New Testament. People like Ed and Lorraine Warner have been dealing with this type of spirit for years. This type is dangerous and can cause you harm. I believe that if there is good, there must be a counterbalance evil. This non-human spirit often disguises themselves as friendly and helpful human spirit. They often appear in cases dealing with Ouija boards, black magic, satanic worshiping. This is why I recommend not trying to contact spirits and doing ghost hunts without some understanding of what out there. It is also why I recommend you to go with or learn from an experienced people beforehand. The way you can ghost hunt will reveal safety from those entities. And those are the ones that you want to really watch out for, is the demons and the evils. Most of the time it's the other one. Most of the time it's the one that does kind of react on you. Wants you to do things, or they tap on you, throw things, slam doors, turn lights and on and off, TVs on and off. Radios, you name it, they do it. They want your attention, basically. It's sort of like a little kid. A little kid wants to come up and tell you on your clothes. They'll do something or other for your attention. And that's what this second ghost will be. So, but that's the most common one, is that. Well, I want to thank everybody out there on Facebook that's joining me. And everybody out there on Spreaker that's joining me as well. All right, let's see here. And I'll read this one here. There's a fly flying around. If you everybody can see the camera, you see something go whizzing by the camera. There's a fly in here. You bugging me. Anyway, he laying too long. He'll be a ghost. Okay. All right, let's see. Ghosts that fall can ghost follow you from place to place? I am asked this question hundreds of times a week. As a general rule, human spirits normally do not follow people from location to location. Most seems to draw to the attention to a building or area. They will remain there regardless of who is living there. Some of the occupants will know there is a spirit present, and others who are less sensitive will not. The locations could have been the spirit's home, a favorite place, or a scene of the death. There are a few exceptions to this rule, and a few of them are as follows. Relatives. Deceased relatives may return to visit the living, and then they are not bound by location. Even an earthbound relative who has remained here for reason that link it to the living relative, many follows the person. Spirit of close friends also fall into these categories. Sensitives and psychics. People who are sensitive to spirits may have encountered a different location. Often those people assume that the first place they live was haunted and the spirits have followed them to their new home. What may be happening is that the person is sensitive to the spirit and they are now seeing new spirits in the new location. Many people are unaware that they are sensitive and just assume that these places are haunted. Spirits are everywhere and they are drawn to people who are sensitive to them. Haunted objects. Spirits can also be attached to objects. It could be an favorite chair, family heirloom, anything that the person values greatly in life. Antique dealers often come across items that people claim are haunted. If the spirit in your home is attached to an object and you take the object with you, when you move, the spirit comes along too. And I'm always telling everybody that you know, people have gone to antique stores or thrift shop stores and found something that they really like and reminds them of their grandma and them used to have. And they got to have it, so they come in and they buy it and they bring it home. And there's nothing going on in the home, and then all of a sudden a month rolls by, and then all of a sudden things start happening. My first question to them is, have you bought anything recently and brought it into your home? Because whatever you might have bought and brought it into your home, it more than likely has something attached to it. Now, it's got your home and it's there. But if you remove that object and get it away from your home, it would probably just leave with it because it's attached to whatever it is. Sewing machine, whatever, you know. We had a case, a few years back. A lady had bought a pedaled sewing machine, and she was going to restore it, but she kept getting every time she thought about restoring it, something happened. Something come up. So she decided to just leave it, and she set it in the hallway. Well, her husband one night came out of the bathroom. And after taking a shower, was heading to bed, and next thing you know, he stepped out in the hallway, and behold, there's this grandma, an older woman, not their grandma, but the older woman, sitting at the sewing machine, and she had her feet going, and she's sitting there sewing at this sewing machine. And guess what? They contact us. And because things started happening afterwards, I kept seeing this lady wouldn't never did do anything. She's just sitting there at that sewing machine sewing. So we told them, well, you know, at that time we didn't do any blessings or cleansings or anything like that. We still was kind of a new team, and we decided, well, you know, the only way you can get rid of it is either remove the item. If she's not doing anything and she's happy, just leave it. You know, just be prepared to see her every now and then. You know, certain times, maybe the air is generalized from electricity, like a storm or something like that. Winter weather energizes the air and they go feed off that. So I told them, just be prepared, just in case, you know, something comes up and they will. They may just see something. You never know. So, you know, that's one of the things you got to be aware of. When you go out and buy something or other at a thrift store or something like that, especially if it's furniture, old furniture, dresser drawers, bedsteads, you know, rocking chairs, you know, antique stuff, and you just think it's pretty and got to have it. There's also something that may be attached to it, too. I'm not saying everything has something attached to it, but you never know. There's something, I mean, if there's nothing going on in your home at the time, and then all of a sudden, about a month later, all of a sudden you start having activity, then there's got to be something that just came in. You know, it was like, why is it happening now? You know, all of a sudden, well, go back and think what you bought in about a month. And that was either that china cabinet, bedstead, dresser, rocking chair, whatever that you brought in your home. Whatever it was is attached to that object. Now, if you're just trying to do an experiment on something or other, and you move it to another place, like a storage building or something or other, and all of a sudden something stops and there's nothing happening, well, then you're more than likely that piece has something attached to it. Then you call us. We'll come and get it. Put it in our haunted stuff. A wall? Well, we couldn't put it, if it's a rocking chair, we couldn't put it on a wall. We could put it by the wall. In the haunted area. But anyway, that's good to know. Now, and a lot of times I get this too. Why can't everyone see ghosts? I think I've read this before, and this is kind of a good little deal. Let me read it. Why can't everybody see ghosts? Well, everybody can see ghosts. That's the thing. You're just not, a lot of people are just not tuned into that frequency. So, but everybody can see ghosts. That's just the thing. Let me first start off by saying that everyone has the potential to see spirits. Maybe that will happen once, just briefly, or it could happen many times, but the thing to remember is that everyone can see them given the right factors, like I was saying. Why only some people will see a ghost in certain locations can be explained in many ways, but let me put it in a simple real-world term that most people will understand. Let's pretend you and two friends are in the woods and you all have AM, FM radios with you. You are all standing side by side, and each of you is trying to tune in a very weak signal from some small radio station. Your one friend has a great radio, and they easily tune in the station clearly. Your other friend has an average model radio. They can get the signal briefly, but it is filled with static. your radio is a cheap model and you cannot get the station tuned in at all. Even though you are all standing next to each other and trying to tune in the same station, you are getting three different results. Now picture each person as a radio that can receive the signal that a spirit is transmitting. One person may get the spirit signal string and they will see the spirit. Next person is not as tuned in and they may see something briefly, but they may not be able to make out all the details. The third person cannot receive the spirit signal at all and will not see anything. Hopefully this gives you an idea on how this tends to work. Each person is actually a receiver of a signal or energy that a spirit gives off. Sometimes the signal can be tuned in, and other times it cannot. There are very conditions that may interfere with the spirit's radio signal, and may only let people with good radios see them. We call these people sensitive or psychics. They are able to tune in more often to the spirits and see, hear, feel, etc. The signal and the energy that the spirit sends some locations may make some people more sensitive than others locations, and they will see something in those places, while they will see nothing in others. Sometimes even the people who have a cheap radio can get a brief signal tuned in, and that is what happens when some people who has never seen anything all of a sudden has their once in a lifetime ghost sighting. Some of the things that can make our ability to receive these signals are our relations to the spirit, how comfortable we are in locations and our frame of mind at the time, etc. For example, many people just see the spirit in their home and nowhere else. This is where the person is probably the most relaxed and comfortable, and that will raise their ability to receive the signal. If the spirit is a relative or a friend, you're already on that frequency, so you will be more likely to be able to tune in to that spirit. Hopefully I haven't confused you all with the radio and signal talk, but it really does seem to be that we are short of receivers of spirit signals. And this is the explanation in use at all of the literatures of most people seems to understand it better. This is way then going into all of the theories. So that little thing there, I always like and I always keep around, because we are. People are our radio signals. We tune in on certain things. And when other people can't see it, everybody can't see it. So, yeah, it's a real good little article. And I'm going to probably make a bunch of copies of these things, and we can hand them out next weekend. And probably the ghost that follow thing, too, as well. I may make copies of a lot of these. Because this stuff here is really good, and I like that. Why can't everybody see ghost? But anyway, I hope everybody out there enjoyed that. That's a pretty good little deal. And sometimes it that's all it takes, just a little short article like that to explain something big, you know. And a lot of people just don't understand that. I always like that little deal about that. I want to say hello to everybody out there on Facebook that is watching me. I'm glad you can join us, or join me. There's nobody over there. Somebody over there, but ain't nobody over there. But anyway, this is, like I said, that was just a short set deal about ghosts. And that kind of hits the facts on everything that everybody asks me about ghosts. And it's really, really, really good. I see, All right, it looks like I need to take a break on the radio show. So everybody out there on Facebook will still be able to see me, and I'll talk to you. I chat with everybody that wants to ask any questions. Just light it up, and I'll try to get as many people questions asked. But anyway, the radio show. But hang on here. I got people in the chat room. Wow. If I can get the chat room up and running. Hey, there you go. On the chat room. I'm glad they're actually coming in the chat room. We're fixing to take a break on the radio. Everybody in the chat room on the radio side. Be able to listen to some music. That's the advantage about being on the chat room in the radio. You'll be able to hear the music. So, anyway, I'll get to talk to people in chat both directions here. So, anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
The echo of my footsteps, that's the beating of my heart. The shadows and the loneliness since we've been apart. Haunted by a heartache in a never-ending swirl. A desert dust and tumbleweed since you left me in a world that's a ghost town. Out into that blue sky, I used to love this town. It's not the same old sunset now, 'cause there's no love to be found. It's a ghost town. Hard to bear in the cold. ghost town. Echo of my footsteps match the beating of my heart.
All right, I hope everybody enjoyed the little segment there. Join us tomorrow from noon to 2, and we'll have hopefully have somebody here to try it out for the podcasting with me. From noon to 2 tomorrow, we'll be talking about 100 places in Alabama. Please join us. This is Tapping, the Arkansas Paranormal Network. Everybody have a good night.